This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 74 of our readings, and it's March 15. It's also what we call Clean Monday, the first day of the Great Fast, which will last 40 days, bringing us to Lazarus Saturday, Palm Sunday, and then Holy Week. It's called Clean Monday because during Lent we make a special effort to leave behind sinful attitudes as well as non-fasting foods. So today we will be reading from Exodus chapter 25, Psalm 66, Proverbs chapter 13, verses 16 through 21, and Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 31. The laws we've been listening to in Exodus have the purpose of forming a people, a nation. The people must have a common purpose if they are to survive and prosper. Today we will hear instructions regarding the building of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant contained the most precious and sacred things of the people. The opening verses of Psalm 66 that we will read today are part of the ending prayer we hear at the services of the Hours and the Great Compline. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Exodus chapter 25. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they take first fruits from everyone who gives it willingly from the heart. Thus you shall take my first fruits. This is the offering you shall take from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet cloth, fine spun linen, and female goat's hair, ram skins dyed red and skins dyed blue, and incorruptible wood, oil for the light, and incense for anointing oil, and for the composition of incense, sardius stones and stones for the carved wood of the breastplate and the full-length robe. Also you shall make me a sanctuary, and I will appear among you, according to all I show you, that is, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, so you shall make it. Thus you shall make the ark of testimony from incorruptible wood. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and out you shall overlay it, and shall make on it a wreath of gold all around. You shall cast 4 golden rings for it, and put them on its 4 corners, 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other. You shall make poles of incorruptible wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them. The poles shall remain fixed in the rings of the ark. Then you shall put into the ark the testimonies I will give you. You shall also make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. Then you shall make 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at 1 end, and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it 1 piece with the mercy seat. And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimonies I will give you. There I will make myself known to you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark of testimony, about everything I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel. You shall also make a golden table of pure gold. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall make for it golden wreaths twisted all around, and also a crown of a handbreadth all around. And you shall make a twisted wreath of gold for the crown all around. You shall make four golden rings for it, and put the rings on the four corners of its four legs under the crown. The rings shall be bearings for the poles, so they may bear the table with them. And you shall make the poles of incorruptible wood and overlay them with pure gold, that the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, censers, bowls, and cups of pure gold, that you may offer drink offerings with them. And you shall set the bread on the table before me continually. You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold, which shall be of hammered work. Its shaft, branches, and bowls, and its stem and corolla shall be of one piece. Six branches shall come out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches out of the other. Three bowls shall be made like almonds on each branch, with its ornamental knobs and lilies, and so for the six branches that come out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, four bowls shall be made like almonds, and each with its ornamental knob and lilies. There shall be a knob under the first two branches of the same, a knob under the second two branches of the same, and a knob under the third two branches of the same, according to the six branches that extend from the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches shall be of one piece. All of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold. You shall make it seven lamps, and you will lay the lamps upon them. From this one presence they will shine outward. You shall make its funnels and dishes of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold with all these utensils. And see to it you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Psalm 66. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May He cause His face to shine upon us, that we may know His way on the earth, your salvation among the Gentiles. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the Gentiles be glad and greatly rejoice, for you shall judge the peoples in uprightness and lead the Gentiles on the earth. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth yielded her fruit. May God, our God, bless us. May God bless us, and let all the ends of the earth be in fear of Him. Proverbs chapter 13, verses 16 through 21. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, but the man without understanding will die by a snare. A good understanding gives grace, and to know the law is to be of a good mind. But the ways of scorners are destructive. Every astute man acts with knowledge, but the man without discernment spreads out his own evil. A rash king falls into evil things, but a faithful messenger rescues him. Instruction removes poverty and dishonor, and he who gives heed to rebukes will be glorified. The desires of the godly gladden the soul, but the works of the ungodly are far from knowledge. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 31. After 2 days it was the Passover and the feast of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by trickery and put him to death. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people." And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish you may do to them good, but me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There make ready for us." So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. In the evening, he came with the 12. Now as they sat and ate, Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me." And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him one by one, "Is it I?" And another said, "Is it I?" He answered and said to them, "It is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he spoke more vehemently, "If I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said likewise. On this Clean Monday, I would like to read a portion of the prophecy of Isaiah that is scheduled to be read today during the sixth hour service. It's from the first chapter of Isaiah. "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evils from your souls before my eyes. Cease from your evils, learn to do good, seek judgment and redeem the wronged. Defend the orphan and justify the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Although your sins are like crimson, I shall make them white like snow. And although they are as scarlet, I shall make them white like wool." So today is the first day of the fast. And as we usually think of the fast having to do with food, the readings and hymns of the church remind us that truly it's a fast from sinful practices, as well as a desire to acquire the virtues. So I'd like to close our day today with a hymn sung last night at Vespers. This arrangement is by Father Seraphim Didis. It's sung in the second tone, and it's a beautiful hymn, a beautiful prayer to get us into the season.
Thee, O God, the
Let us cheerfully begin the season of Lent and undergo the spiritual struggles. Let us purify and cleanse our souls and bodies as we fast from foods. Let us also abstain from giving into any of the passions, and instead delight in the virtues of the Spirit. May we persevere in them with love, and then be counted worthy to see the solemn passion of Christ our God, and to celebrate Holy Pascha with spiritual joy.
I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.